This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Tuesday is election day for two runoff U.S. Senate races in the state of Georgia that will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate. Republican Senator David Perdue is facing a challenge from Democrat John Ossoff, a television documentary producer, while Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler is one of the wealthiest lawmakers in the country, and she is going up against the Reverend Raphael Warnock, a Baptist minister. President-elect Joe Biden was in Georgia last night campaigning on behalf of Warnock and Ossoff.
Electing John and the Reverend, you'll be voting to get the states the resources they need to get the vaccines distributed. It's a shame what's happening now. It's a literal shame.
Polls ahead of Election Day indicate the two Democrats hold slight edges in the contest, both of which were made necessary because none of the four candidates won a majority in the first round of voting in November. Voter turnout is expected to be exceptionally high, with more than 3 million ballots cast in early voting. 5 million votes were cast in Georgia in the November balloting, but about 100,000 people who did not vote then have already done so in the Senate runoffs. Now, if today's election were not enough, the upcoming counting of the Electoral College ballots is promising to be what we'll call a high-energy affair. And in preparation for that, Washington, D.C.'s mayor urged calm yesterday as some 340 National Guard troops were being activated while the city prepared for potentially violent protests surrounding Congress's expected vote to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's victory. A U.S. defense official says the D.C. National Guard will be used at Mayor Muriel Bowser's request to help with expected protests. This is VOA News.